Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Jim Monroe, the Senior Director of Communications with the National Pork Producers Council. Thanks for joining us, Jim.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Last week, it was reported that China is rolling back retaliatory tariffs on U.S. pork and soybeans. First of all, a little bit of background. What impact have the Chinese tariffs had on the U.S. pork sector, and what have been the factors there?
Well, we've been in a trade dispute with China, as you know, for more than a year now, and we've had a number of tariff actions taken, retaliatory tariff actions taken by China over the last year, and they had built up as of September 1st of this year to 60% on top of the existing 12% duty, bringing it to 72%. So, you know, China, obviously the world's largest pork consuming nation, that has had a very serious effect on U.S. pork producers to the tune of $8 loss per hog sold in the United States. So, you know, the media reports, if they are accurate, it's obviously a most welcome development. We haven't been able to confirm specific tariff actions relative to U.S. pork, but we still take it as a good sign, the media reports that we're seeing out of China, that it appears, you know, they are taking steps to ease the dispute that we've been in the middle of.
In the event the tariffs are rolled back, what is the significance of that for both the U.S. pork sector and for the Chinese consumers, and how important is that and why?
Well, as you know, China has been struggling with African swine fever since August of last year. It's decimated their domestic herd. Their domestic production has seen serious declines, and you're starting to see reports of pork prices for consumers rising significantly, and pork is a staple of the Chinese diet. So China has always been an important export market for U.S. producers, usually, you know, in the top five of export markets. It's even more important now that they're dealing with African swine fever. It represents a historic opportunity to increase exports to China at a time when they really need it and when Chinese consumers really need more supply. So we're hopeful that we can compete more effectively for that opportunity, and we'll see what happens as we move forward.
What role does the Chinese market play for the U.S. pork sector, and how significant is that role in comparison with other markets, and why?
Well, every export market is important for U.S. pork producers. We're highly dependent on exports. We export a little bit more than 25% of total production. Our industry has been in expansion mode over the last couple of years. New packing capacity has been coming online, and we've seen record production levels over the last couple of years. And so, you know, most of the investments to drive this expansion have been based on the promise of exports. So, whether it's China, you know, Japan, where we have established a trade agreement in principle that gets U.S. pork back on a level playing field in another critical export market, you know, getting the USMCA ratified by Congress so that we can preserve zero tariff trade, pork trade in North America for the long term. These are all very, very important matters to U.S. producers. As I said, they're highly dependent on export markets.
Thank you very much.
Okay, no problem, Bruce. Call us anytime.
Our guest has been Jim Monroe, the Senior Director of Communications with the National Pork Producers Council. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.